Today's podcast is brought to you by Every Wednesday, a plan to inspire the people of Portland and support the place we call home. Let's get out of the house and spend some time with each other. Skip Zoom, meet for coffee, take your colleagues out to happy hour. Buying a gift? Ditch the internet and support a local maker by shopping in-store. Head into town every Wednesday and see what's going on at everywednesdaypdx.com.
Welcome to the Dive Podcast, presented by Willamette Week, where every Saturday we discuss the biggest news stories of the week with Portland's noisiest newsmakers, savviest culturistas, and some of the best journalists in the game. I'm your host, Brianna Wheeler, and I want to hear from you. So send your questions and comments to me, bwheeler@wweek.com. All right, y'all, enjoy the show.
This week's cover story, Kapow, is an illustrated comic telling the origin story of Books with Pictures, the candy-colored comic book shop that took over for Longfellow's in 2016. Now, it's illustrated by Sierra Miller, and it's a big story that tells the heroic tale of Katie Pride, whose award-winning, pandemic-surviving shop has created a space for all comic book lovers, not just those enthralled by the antics of Caped Crusaders. But today, I'm talking with Miller, who, in addition to writing many of her own books, illustrated this week's cover and the 12-panel comic inside, written by Bennett Campbell Ferguson. It's canon. I love comic books. This is so relevant to my interests. It's Saturday, August 12th, and this is episode 136 of The Dive. As an adult, I have a very robust collection of both hardcover graphic novels and straight-up comic books. But when I was young, like many girls, I was repelled by superhero storylines because they featured crazily over-sexualized women with only, like, nipple armor and iron G-strings on. When I was 21, I was hiking around Amsterdam, and I wandered into what I thought was an art gallery, but it was actually a comic book shop. And I picked up a copy of Jessica Abel's Art Babe Number 1. And that was my first comic. And it was just a bunch of stories about an art babe. But I was hooked. I felt seen. I have been nerding out ever since. I'm going to nerd out real hard with Sierra Miller in just one sec. But first, here's what I learned from this week's edition of Willamette Week. Sophie Peel reports a new police oversight panel approved by voters may be in trouble. In 2020, 82% of us approved the creation of a new oversight board that could investigate, discipline, and even fire police officers who engaged in misconduct. But 3 years later, things have changed. In 2020, Portlanders and the city council wanted fewer cops and greater scrutiny of those that it had. Today, the city faces a public safety crisis. Current Police Accountability Commission co-chairs Dan Handelman, Seemab Husseini, and Charlie Michelle Wesley say that they are confident that City Council will thoughtfully evaluate their recommendations and the reasons behind them because their recommendations will create a system to serve all Portlanders fairly. Lucas Manfield reports that Police Chief Chuck Lavelle has directed his officers to stop bad-mouthing DA Mike Schmidt. Cops have been publicly pointing their fingies at Schmidt's reluctance to press charges as the reason for increased crime and their own slow response times. Lavelle instead urges cops to explain their circumstances, effectively blaming policy rather than prosecutors. And on the back pages, a visit to Joe Brown's Lounge, a sleek MLK watering hole in the building that formerly housed Geneva's Sheer Perfection. Joe Brown's Lounge has arguably the best chicken wings in the city. I said it! And also on the back pages is the story of me eating Lori and Mary Jane's brand new 100 milligram THC cookies before seeing Barbie. Yes. Spoiler, I cried, but it was chill. Now let's chat with Sierra Miller about her work on this week's Kapow! Comic book inspired cover story.
So I used to work at Books with Pictures. And so I got a lot of like great pictures from her, like when she was in high school, you know, and like her goth getup and stuff.
So good.
So yeah, so that was really fun. So it was something that I already, you know, was so familiar with working at the shop and with Katie.
How long did you work at Books with Pictures?
I think I worked there 3 years. I quit because I got a book deal and I was like, I'm so sorry. I love working here, but I got to go make comics. So, yeah. Yeah, but Katie's so great. I still, you know, do all my launch events there and stuff. So I still feel very connected to the shop.
Nice. Yeah, she's built quite a community there. I wasn't aware that, I mean, I've driven past, I live in the Northeast, so I'm just not in that area too often. But I remember when it opened and thinking, yes, that's so amazing. I'm so excited for that spot to keep being a bookstore. And now a comic book store. So cool.
Amazing. And just like such a one with just like, it's so unique, I think, among, you know, comic book stores, and just always has such a great energy. Like I just made so many friends working there and just got to meet so many cool people. Like I loved it.
Yeah. Are the comic book heroes going in there and like does Craig Thompson go there and hang out for a little while or?
I have not met Craig Thompson. I have met Kelly Sue. And yeah, just like a few people. Steve Lieberman goes there all the time and he is just like such a sweetheart. Yeah. So really cool people.
That's awesome. So I really like your art style. It's so accessible and it's so dynamic. It makes me wonder what your inspirations are.
Yeah, well, I think my first inspiration was Archie Comics. Oh, I grew up, yes, you know, in a really small town in Wyoming. So like comics were not a thing. Like there was nowhere really to buy comics, but I always got Archie Comics as a kid. Just had stacks and stacks of them. So I think like, that's kind of where my love of comics started. And then when I was in junior high, I was like a total weirdo goth kid. And I had my godmother lived in Denver. And so she would send me all kinds of really weird comics, like Blue Monday and Sandman and stuff. And that's just like my head just exploded. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, so I love superhero comics, especially when I was younger and stuff. But I think the ones that really resonated with me were just kind of indie comics. And so I think that like really let me develop like my own style of drawing that wasn't like superhero stuff, you know? And I just love movies and I love coming of age stories. And so that's just the stories that I wanted to tell. And I love paranormal stuff. So all of my work kind of has a paranormal theme to it. So yeah, it was just really great. Like at that pivotal age of like 13, you know, like finding stuff that was like, oh, comics can be anything. And I've just carried that with me, I think.
That's wild that you mentioned Blue Monday, because I just got number 2.
Oh my gosh, it's like my favorite comic of all time.
It's so fun. I found it so randomly. I went to Floating World to pick up 11 Rockets and I saw it and I said, no. Number 2, what? Because it's from like 1996 or something. It's so forever old. Such good art. So good.
Such great art. Yeah. So funny. Yeah.
Total genre smash.
Has so much like great music. Like I, you know, discovered like the Cure and all kinds of stuff and Adam Ant through it, you know. So
your work, I know, is esoteric the right word? It's, where does the idea for this alien-coded book out there come from? Where did the inspiration for Mason Mooney come from?
So for Mason Mooney, that was my first book series. Actually, I just did like a random little drawing in my picture book class in art school. We had to come up with like a character, and I have a little brother who's like, I think, 15 years younger than me. So at the time, he was really young. And I just thought about, you know, how parents like kind of put pressure on their kids to like, you know, sit down and be quiet and do work, and they don't want to do that, you know. Like my brother wanted to be wild and crazy, and so I thought, what if you like took his heart out, you know, and like almost took his spirit, I don't know, like it was kind of like a weird little, and but I just liked the image of like almost putting it in a jar like it's a bug or something and carrying it around. And so that turned into my thesis project for college, and my publisher, well, my thesis mentor, Rilla Alexander, who's a great illustrator, sent it to Flying Eye. And they were like, we love this character. Like, let's figure something out. And so that's how that came about. And then my other middle grade graphic novel out there is kind of about a girl who goes on a road trip to Roswell with her dad, who thinks he's been abducted by aliens. And she totally believes him, but kind of as the trip goes on, she's less and less sure. And it's just kind of about like that point when you realize that maybe your parents like don't know everything. And so, you know, I love alien stuff. Like I love X-Files. And so I wanted to do, you know, something with that. And then just that just story, like, is something I've been thinking about, like that dynamic between like, you know, a kid and their parents is, you know, something I've been thinking about for a long time. And I thought that was just a really interesting jumping off point.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's, I love the medium that you're using to address that specific time in a child's life.
I think it's just, yeah, it's just such a moment of like, oh, I'm becoming, you know, a grown up kind of. And yeah.
Yeah. But bittersweet.
It is.
So you, what are you reading right now? I see lots of books behind you. What's on your personal docket?
Oh, man. Well, I know Emily Carroll has a new book out. She's a great, like, horror comic person. So I need to go get that. Right now I'm reading what everybody's reading, which is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, as far as novels go, which is really, really great. It's terrible. I don't read as much as I used to when I worked at the comic
book shop. Oh, I bet, yeah. So for the sake of this issue, we're just going to assume that Books with Pictures is your favorite Portland comic book shop, but yep. Let's round out like a top three. What are the other great, or even a top five if you've got them? What are your other favorite shops?
Well, I will say my other just near and dear to my heart favorite comic shop is Floating World. Totally. They just have such great selection, like the indie comics and just weird. I love like weird, obscure stuff, and that is the place for it. And Jason, who owns it, is just awesome and wonderful. Such a great shop. And then I love Cosmic Monkey is another really great shop in Portland. There's another one really close to my house, Bridgetown Comics is great. They're really sweet in there.
Is that the one on Mississippi?
It is, yes. Yeah.
That's a great shop too.
I think those are the shops I really frequent in Portland, but they're all great and unique in their own way.
Do you have any new work that we can look out for?
Well, I am working on a new middle grade graphic novel that should be out maybe next year. We're going to see how far I get. Turns out making graphic novels is a lot of work. I know, it's crazy, but...
Really, though?
I know. But yeah, this was a big summer because my middle grade graphic novel Out There just came out. And then the third Mason Mooney book, which is the last in the series, just came out. So... yeah.
Congratulations.
That was a lot. Kind of a... So now, yeah. So now I'm starting with that new graphic novel. And then I have a nonfiction, like, mythology, Viking mythology book that I'm starting. So, yeah. Ooh. So I have some cool stuff.
Right on.
I'm going to start working on. And yeah, I'm excited.
So who are your favorite comic book artists in the city?
I mean, Portland is such a great city for, you know, comic creators. There's so many. But Jonathan Hill, who just had his Tales of a Seventh Grade Lizard Boy middle grade graphic novel come out, that is just, like, so wonderful. Totally about, like, kind of the immigrant experience, and but kind of told through, like, lizard people coming to Earth, like, coming up from below Earth and stuff. It's wonderful. Brina Bard is another just wonderful comic creator. She just did Trespassers, and she has a new book coming out called Wildfire that is gonna like break your hearts. It's about, you know, climate change, and it's wonderful. And then I would say Aaron, who does the Mr. Wolf class books, is just such an asset to Portland and the comic community. But yeah, just so many out there. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Big thanks to my guest, Sierra Miller, and thank you for joining me. I hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, bye.